Hey guys, welcome to the Chisa Pod. I am your host, Deepika Naidu, and this week we are chatting with Afro jazz singer Naima K about her comeback Imi Moya, lockdown blues, and why music videos are still worth financing in the social media age.
Uyazi uMzantsi Celebville is filled with flavor,
but you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
What is your single Imi Moya about?
Okay, it's a gospel house song. It's about bringing hope to people that God still exists, God is still in control. It's based on things that we've experienced during this lockdown COVID-19 thing. And the woman and women abuse and children, abuse.
What was it like topping the radio charts with your song?
I was so excited because I've just dropped my single on the 6th of November. So, the response, it was so overwhelming that people, so, it was so overwhelming.
What can we expect from your upcoming music video for your single?
Okay, we just shot a music video like Thursday. It went very, very well. People are gonna be so looking forward to seeing it. They're gonna be so excited. And it shows, it's showing the good and the bad side, whatever happens, there's still hope.
And in this time of the music industry taking a knock, do you feel that it's financially worth it to make music videos for singles?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, why do you feel that?
For me, it's gonna push because we were on lockdown, we couldn't work, we couldn't go perform. So a single would boost, a music video would boost my singles.
You last released an album in 2016. Why did you take a break from making music?
I didn't really take a break. I was still in the music industry, helping other artists, the Bates, from Touch Africa and Pete M, because I'm also a songwriter. So I was busy with that. I was writing songs for other artists from Touch Africa, and even have a song with Professor. It's on his album, titled Banamanga. And Devin Finest, El Vovo's album. I'm also featured on El Vovo's album, so I'm also a songwriter. So I was focusing on my songwriting.
Though you are already a household name in South Africa, do you see yourself going international?
I do. Yes, I do. Because I write about relevant things, things that are happening. Most people relate to my songs. So, I do see myself, going further.
Where do you...
I also want to see myself, winning Grammys one day. I do want to go further.
Where do you see yourself going?
Winning Grammys, because Grammys are such a huge, awards, a huge deal. So I also wanted one day.
And on to COVID-19. How has the virus affected you as an artist?
It was really, really, really tough because we couldn't go out. For us artists, our work it's with people. So most of the times we like mainly see with people. people. It includes people. It involves like people most of the times. So we couldn't go anywhere. Yeah, even in studio we were locked. Like yeah. So but it really taught me a lot. Because it taught me like to save. I mustn't like say okay, because yeah, I have a gig like next week. So yeah, let me just spend this money like because I know I'm gonna be paid like next week. So yeah, it really taught me a lot in terms of savings.
Did you need any assistance or receive any assistance through the lockdown?
Not really. Like I was like home with my family. Yeah.
So you were able to survive on yourself by yourself and not need any help?
I was able to survive with myself, by myself, but I was with my family, the people that I love.
What do you see for yourself in the future as an artist post-pandemic, whatever's going on right now?
Like I want to give hope to people, like through my music. I want to deliver good music. People is like, yeah, I want to still like be the Naima that people love, still deliver good music that's going to go straight to their hearts.
And just to end off, I would like to ask, besides your upcoming music video, what do you see for the future of yourself and what can fans expect?
I'm starting a Naima K Foundation. Is I love working with people. I love taking care of people. So the Naima K Foundation is gonna help like more orphans. Because I love people, like I care a lot. I'm such a caring person. So Naima K Foundation is going to be like based on that, like just to help people, like with children without parents, like as Nami. Because I also grew up with my granny without my parents. So yeah, I really like to help those kids too.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Okay.